Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It really does. And it means something to the city. It means something to this team. It means something to these players. It means something to the narrative. And I think really that team has connected with this fan base. It's connected with the idea that there's nobody out there who wants to rub it in people like Jerry Coleman's face every day more than Buffalo Bills fans, because we all know a Jerry Coleman, right? We grew up with a Jerry Coleman. Mm-hmm. We had people in our lives who said the exact same thing. Boy, I love losing Super Bowls. Yep. We had people make fun of us on the playground. We had people say, you're a Bills fan, why? We've all listened to things like that growing up, and it's high time to shut them up. And when this time comes, when we get to say, no, I'm sorry, you're wrong, that's done, we get to go, you know what? Thank you, Buffalo Bills, for removing this from my life, from giving me that sense of relief, and for being able to stick it to people like that. And that's what I want.
I love that from Bruce Nolan.
Oh, yeah.
Because Bruce usually is the guy that helps me get like my emotions in check anytime I have him on. And it's not by mistake that I have him on during the most stressful points in a Bills season. That's not an accident. That is by design. But to hear that from Bruce, that really hits home because, again, Bruce is the guy that I will bring him in so that I can get myself in check. And to hear the emotion from him like that, that means a lot. And Bruce is a longtime friend of this program, whether it's been Nate or me hosting it. And we've had him on for countless things, including draft coverage last year when Zach and I were on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we needed to fill some time during day three. I love that Bruce is fired up for this thing just as much as the rest of us. And we're ready to go.
I mean, that he's absolutely right, though. Every word of what he said, it's time to stop that.
It even connects with that PSA you had in the last hour.
Yeah, let's not gatekeep. Like, it's time.
But it also has something to do with we've all been effectively stuffed in lockers as fans. It was never cool to be a Bills fan.
No, it was never the cool thing to
do. And Bruce brings that up. With the people that you know, especially if you live out of the market, those are the Bills fans that really feel that sting. Because kids are brutal, man.
Yeah, you wear your Bills jersey to school in Baltimore as a young Bills fan. Can you imagine that?
Yep.
You
know, like, we're in Kansas City.
Kansas City, you got your Josh Allen jersey on. Like, it's enemy territory. You are behind enemy lines, my friend.
You think about that thing. So remember, remember the Worthy Wars.
That teacher
in Denver.
Uh huh.
When she called in,
she's going to the Wyoming game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think of people like that when Bruce says those comments. I think of people that don't live here.
Yeah.
Those are the ones
that
suffer that.
What a great call that was, too. I remember that. Yeah.
That's part of why I love this damn job.
Mm-hmm.
Because you connect with people. And you hear what they hear. You feel what they feel. And I do love that people have been in on that. That said, most of you ignored what I said.
Yes.
We're going to go back to the phone lines, and we had full phone lines. We do not anymore. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to jump in.
So now's your chance.
Now's your chance, because people did not listen to me when I said I would come back to the phones, and I'm going to come back to the phones. I'm going to go to Steven in Florida just to prove it. Steven, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Well, less than 30 hours and counting. I've been a Bills fan since the 60s. A lot of people don't remember Dennis Shaw. This was on the heels of the Jack Kemp era when the Bills had a championship game and at least one of those beat the Kansas City Chiefs back then. for the Super Bowl era. But here's what I wanted to say. I got a lot to say. I'll try to cover this quickly. First of all, an analogy. The Rocky IV comparison is very valid. And if you remember, the trainer for Apollo Creed in that, he's talking to Rocky, and he says to him, do it. Do it. And the thing is, Josh Allen is Rocky, and Mahomes is Drago. Okay, so here's what I want to say. Last night, I got to watch the entire game minus the commercials of the Ravens-Bills. I don't have TV, so I don't have the luxury of watching it. I got to depend on the guys at WGR. So here's, from watching the game, to me, it was very scary because the Bills did great in the first half. They got in the third quarter, and the Bills' offense squandered two golden opportunities with their first two possessions where they could have really gone out in front of the Ravens. And so overall, the third quarter was disastrous on both sides of the ball. And I had told friends of mine, if the Bills are going to win this game, they got to be up by at least two scores at the half. They've got to limit Henry to 75 to 80 yards and find a way to stop Lamar. Well, overall, they did that. And here's the thing. The defense was really the ones that won that game. They were the kings of what they did all season long, which was the takeaways. But the thing is, if they had not done that, to me, especially watching the game last night, we'd be having a very different conversation right now because I think the Ravens would have won. So here's what I want to say about this game tomorrow. Yes, the Bills defense needs to come up big again. They've absolutely got to put pressure on Mahomes, unlike last year, and I understand they had injuries they don't have now. So they got to do that. They got to limit Pacheco in the running game. They've got to find a way to cover Worthy and Kelsey. But more importantly, the Bills offense, and especially Josh Allen, must have their best game ever. And they are capable of doing this. They cannot do what they did in the third quarter last week. Josh Allen's got to put on the Superman cape, and he knows it's him and the whole team, the offensive line, Cook and Davis and all those other guys. But Josh has got to step up and prove that he is the number one player in the league and worthy of the MVP designation. And thing I want to say is that I want to see the Bills out by at least two scores, just like last week at halftime. But the thing is, I think that they have to win by at least 10 points. No 13 seconds, no comeback by Mahomes. They've got to be sufficiently out in front so that when it gets to the two-minute warning, Mahomes and company cannot pull a 13-second game and come back and win this game. If the Bills do that, they will win. So it's got to be wide open offensively. That's the key to Buffalo winning this game.
Steven, I appreciate the call. You got a lot there that we got to go over. Thank you very much. So I get what you're saying and why it felt good the last time these two teams met in the regular season. It was a two-score game. It was a nine-point lead when Kansas City finally got the ball back.
Yep. Even if they scored on that final.
The most they could do is 8 points.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I know you want it to feel easy like that. You like to have that sense of relief. Don't expect it. Do not expect it. Do not expect anything to be easy at this point. What he mentions, though, about the third quarter with the Ravens, yes, you need to make sure you don't have a swoon like that. You need to be on your P's and Q's all game. That said, that game plan was for a team that notoriously beats themselves in the playoffs. That game plan was crafted because Baltimore historically shoots themselves in the foot in the playoffs, and all you had to do was kind of get yourself out of the way.
Case in point, what did they just do?
How do you craft a plan to beat the Chiefs? You craft the same game plan that you did in the last game, which is adapt and overcome. The Bills were struggling in the run game, particularly with their backfield.
Mm-hmm.
What'd they do? They got away from it, and they let Josh Allen do his thing. They let him cook. They let him do everything that he had to do. Distribute the ball to a bevy of wide receivers and get them to make the plays.
And they didn't need him to do that much because the stat line shows that.
But Josh Allen threw the ball 40 times that game.
Yeah.
This year, that's been kind of abnormal. But they did it out of necessity. That's the big deal to me, is that they recognized the necessity and then it was distribute the football. Cooper had a nice play one-on-one down the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Khalil Shakir had 8 catches for 70 yards.
Yes.
But everyone was contributing in that game.
Six different players caught a pass. I'd expect more of the same. Because that's how you beat the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
You do it in a way where... How do you beat them? You beat them death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah, you got to paper cut them to death.
You've got to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way you can do it.
Yeah.
I would expect more of the same here.
Yeah. They're already, by the way, turning themselves into the victims. I don't know if you've seen this.
I'm not surprised.
They're saying...
I'm not surprised.
Apparently, it's spreading through the facility that people are calling Arrowhead Allenhead.
Craig Carton said it yesterday.
Yep. And then someone put it on their story. Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, Stroop, Wharton, and Remigio, whatever his name is.
So ready? Craig,
they all watched
it. Let's say something about Craig Carton. Craig Carton, after the Bills lost to the Jets in week one of the regular season a couple of years ago, there was a situation that asked of Josh Allen for Zach Wilson straight up, and Craig Carton said no. The Jets wouldn't accept that. I wouldn't accept that. I'd rather have Zach Wilson than Josh Allen. That's the guy that said Allen had. So, athletes will do whatever they have to put a chip on their shoulder. Whatever they have to. That is just, it's a professional trade at that point. If you get to the professional level, you've got to find some way to motivate you, even if it's fabricated.
Mm-hmm.
Shaquille O'Neal is one of the best at that.
Yeah, Alex Baraski commented on it from Batavia Daily. The Bills are so well buttoned up that opposing teams' fan bases have to create fake controversy to motivate their team.
Yes.
Not one. It wasn't like the Bengals saying, see y'all in Burrowhead.
Yes.
It's not the same thing.
The Bengals said those things themselves.
The team itself said that. The players themselves said that.
Cam Taylor-Britt became one of the biggest trash talkers
last
couple of years.
The only trash talk I've heard from the Bills is now the Ravens' 9 Pro Bowlers can go to the Pro Bowl. That's the only like big trash talk I've heard
from them.
And
it's not confirmed who said that.
No. Unknown Bills player.
Yeah.
So let's pump the brakes on the Allen head. It doesn't even make sense.
Exactly.
Like, Burrowhead at least sounded like Arrowhead, so it was good. Like, yeah. This is clearly not good.
I mean, Allen head does sound, because it starts with the same letter.
It starts
least.
With an A, I guess. But
again, I'm not worried about that. And again, athletes will create their own controversies. They'll create their own motivations, because that's what they do. Athletes do that. That is not a mistake. We'll take one more call real quick before we go to the break. We'll go to Mike in West Seneca. Mike, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
How you doing?
What you got for us?
I got the Bills blowing the Kansas City Chiefs out. I hear what you guys are saying, but I'm sorry, I'm not done yet. But people don't know what they're talking about. The score is going to be 47-17. Von Miller is going to have a game that everybody's going to finally eat crow on. Allen's going to throw for 359 yards. He's going to have 5 touchdowns. One of them, I'm going to make a prediction, is going to be a receiving touchdown. And the guy that's going to throw it is Dalton Kincaid. When they run a wildcat, and it's going to be a play that's never been seen.
All right, Mike, I appreciate the optimism, man. There's no way in hell that I'm going to expect.
Do you want to build a snowman? That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Because, like,
I love that you have that optimism. I'm not going to pretend like it's something that's going to be realistic.
And here's the thing. If that happens. Yes.
Ready? If that happens, call me at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I will personally say I am sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
If that happens, that's legendary. That's phenomenal, and I would be here for it.
I will be here for it. Mm-hmm. I'm saying this verbatim. I will apologize to you, man to man, if the Bills blow out the Chiefs.
Yes.
Not even exactly how you predict. If they blow them out,
even if it's like 30 something to
14 points or more.
Yeah, like anything like that.
You call me at 3 a.m. I will be on this very microphone that I'm on right now, and I will say I'm sorry. Okay. So. Put that in the pocket. I mean that.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause if
I'm not trying to insult you at all. I'm here to say, you have your genuine opportunity to clap back at me if that happens. I'm even telling you where to meet me at the flagpole so you can rub it in my face.
Mm-hmm. Because again, like we said.
I would love that.
If that happens.
I would love to be wrong like that.
If we're sitting here in the first quarter and it's a blowout and
are you
like
ready? The first thing that's going to happen in the newsroom is I'm going to go, Mike better call back.
Yeah, right.
That's what, like, I'm going to turn to Joe in the newsroom.
We'll be expecting your call.
If it's a blowout, I'm going to be like, that guy better call back.
In the wee hours of the morning, we'll be expecting your call.
If you're right, Mike, call me on Sunday at 3 a.m. I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding. Please do it. Please. Because I would love for that. I would love for that victory lap for you. I don't expect it. I don't think it's going to be that easy. The Chiefs have one of the best defenses in the National Football League consistently. And I want Steve Spagnuolo to just get hired by another football team as a head coach. He's annoying. 803-0550 is the number to call. Michael, Jim, I see you guys on hold there. Stay there. We'll come back to you on the other side. Sports Talk Saturday continues on here until 3 o'clock today on WGR.